$6 trillion. That's how much President Biden is proposing for federal spending next year. His budget was released today, and it would amount to the highest sustained level of federal spending since World War II, with investments in transportation, education, and combating climate change. Let's take a closer look now with Michael Regan. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
So, of course, this is something that would need to pass Congress. It's far from becoming law. But if you view this as a vision statement from the president, what does it say about his vision?
Well, right. You're absolutely right. It's more a wish list than the actual budget that will pass. But as far as his statement, Peter, I think the main priorities are he wants to kind of bolster the safety net for the less affluent, the sort of more at-risk members of our society. So, you know, more education spending, more social welfare type of spending, and, you know, programs to allow people to, you know, get the child care they need to pursue better employment, that sort of thing. As well, on the other hand, is also a priority to sort of repair a lot of the infrastructure in the country that's needed, stuff like bridges and roads, and bolstering the green energy infrastructure in the country as well. So kind of a two-handed priority from this administration.
And that $6 trillion figure, how does that compare to other recent budgets from other presidents?
You know, so it's big as far as just the dollar number. For example, 2019, the budget was about $3.5 trillion. Last year was about $3.8 trillion. Now, remember, the government often spends more than even what's budgeted because of emergency spending, like last year during the pandemic, or God forbid if there's another war. That type of spending usually gets tacked on to what was already budgeted. So, pure dollar figure, it's the highest ever. When you talk about it being the highest since World War II, that is as relative to the entire economy, gross domestic product, a percentage of that. So that's where you get that sort of highest since World War II figure.
I see. Now, Republicans have been very critical of the president's proposed spending. Let's get into that a little bit. Where would the money come from?
Well, partly undo some of the very deep cuts to the corporate tax rate that Trump had implemented during his presidency. Also, a big increase in the capital gains taxes. Those are taxes that people pay on the profit they make from investments. But otherwise, it's like any other year, almost every other year of our lifetime, in that it'll be paid for by issuing debt in the treasury market.
It would bring the deficit above $1.8 trillion. That's another thing that Republicans are talking about now. Put that number into context.
Right. Again, it's the type of thing where you can look at it a couple different ways. In pure dollar terms, the only other times when the deficit was above a trillion was when the economy was really struggling. Last year, for example, and about 4 years after the global financial crisis. So this will be the first time we've had projected trillion-dollar-plus deficits going forward. But again, if you look at it as a percentage of the total economy, it's not at that sort of superlative level. There were other periods where relatively to the total economy, the deficit was bigger. But it is certainly still elevated historically.
And we'll say it again. This is a wish list. It is not the law yet, and it's tough to get anything through Congress these days. Senior editor at Bloomberg News, Mike Regan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
Here now.